Jerry Coleman with Half a Voice, along with Jack Harbaugh, as we're here on Super Bowl week. Real opportune time for me to lose my voice, Mr. Harbaugh.
Well, I guarantee I can understand that as a coach. You know, you got that's what you communicate with.
Now that you've arrived here in the host city after days and almost over a week of hype, a different sense of feeling from you and the family?
Oh, it still seems so unreal. It just as we move closer to the Sunday and the ball game, it you're becoming more evident that this is what it's all about. But Jackie and I are still trying to find our way and trying to figure out exactly how everything will play out on Sunday.
Now, Jackie is keeping a lower profile than even you are, right?
No question about it. Jackie is the one that makes the decisions, and we wake up in the morning, and she gives me our itinerary for the day, and I follow it as closely as I possibly can.
I understand she thought that I put John up to that phony phone call to you guys last week in Baltimore. Can we clarify that, where that story came from?
Very true. Exactly. After it was over, the press conference was over, she looked at me, she said, "Jerry Coleman. This has got Jerry Coleman's fingerprints all over it."
I deny.
Probably the right thing to do.
With Jack Harbaugh here on 105.7 The Fan as we get set for Super Bowl 47. You know, how tough is it for you guys to remain neutral in this situation? Do you have some experience because you went through this a year ago in Thanksgiving in Baltimore?
That's the blueprint that we're following. Going into that, we had no real idea of the experience, but now we do. The play up to the ball game itself, the emotions you feel after the ball game when you have the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, so to speak. So we've experienced that, but it's still new as far as this stage. I mean, having come down here and see the magnitude of what this is all about, I mean, it's awesome.
Have you been to Super Bowls in the past, sir?
We were. John was, when he was with the Eagles, we went to Jacksonville when the New England Patriots played the Philadelphia Eagles, but for us, you know, it was a different situation. And then Jim, when he was with the Raiders, when he was the grunt work with the Raiders back when they played Tampa Bay, we went to San Diego for that Super Bowl. But again, it was just kind of being moved around. But now, it's a total different experience for us.
Jerry Coleman speaking with the coach's dad, both coaches' dad here on Baltimore Game Day Uncensored here on 105.7 The Fan. Mr. Harbaugh, as far as where you're going to watch a game from, we remember you were in a tunnel in Baltimore. There were no shots of you or your wife whatsoever. Will you duplicate that on Super Sunday and get some privacy?
We're still trying to work that logistic out. We will be in the stadium, I think. This is one of those things that John and Jim both gave us tremendous advice in over the couple of days we've been here when we've talked, and that advice is they made us promise that we would enjoy it. And then we expressed to them we wanted to enjoy it without distracting, from the experience that the players are having and the experience that all these coaches are having. The interesting thing is I thought about this. Each team will go into this game with 53 players. There's 106 young men that have worked their entire life for this opportunity. I mean, when they were little kids running around the backyard and playing catch with their dad, it was, wow, someday, the Super Bowl. And this is their day, and they deserve to have the stage for themselves. And Jackie and my thoughts are anything that distracts from them having the stage on this particular night is not real for them. And the other thing are the coaches. There's so many different coaches that on each staff that we coach with, that we coached against. Don Martindale, a linebacker coach, we were on the he was on our staff at Western Kentucky. We won the national championship. Jim Caldwell, I recruited him at the University of Iowa back in 1971 as a defensive back. And just so many different stories. Andy Moeller and Jim Harbaugh were co-captains at the University of Michigan in 1986, from the Ravens staff. Jim Levitz, 49ers staff, he was at South Florida. He and I competed against each other, Western Kentucky and South Florida, on four different occasions. So to see these coaches and what they've gone through and the journey that they've taken to get here, I'm just so thrilled for them, and they deserve this opportunity without any distractions.
How do you feel about some of your past phrases going international, such as nobody has it better than us, and some of the others that John and Jim have uttered this week? They all came from you, Mr. Harbaugh.
I'm not sure. I think it might have been some research. You know, we might have gathered that from others as well. But it's been so much a part of our family. Nobody has it better than us. I can remember way back when they were 6 and 7 years old, us talking about those things. And they kind of got lost for a while. You didn't hear them for a while, and then all at once to hear them now being brought back up and revived in this setting brings a smile to our face. How about attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind? I think that's my favorite one. So I hear that every once in a while as well.
So do we in Baltimore, and I'm sure the folks in San Francisco as well. Speaking with Jack Harbaugh here on 105.7 The Fan as we count down to Super Bowl 47. You know, I asked you a couple of these questions because there's all sorts of weird proposition bets out in Las Vegas. How many cutaways of the Harbaughs will there be? What kind of clothing will the Harbaughs be wearing on Super Sunday? I would presume something neutral.
Exactly. I haven't really thought about that, but it will be neutral. And I hope very, very few, if any, cutaways, if that's what you describe it as in the media world, I hope there's very few, if any. And as I say, this stage belongs to the participants, and that's the players and coaches that have worked their entire lives for this opportunity.
John and Jim, tell us something about them that they enjoyed besides sports growing up. Another activity away from football.
Both were very good students. Jim never missed a day in school in the entire elementary experience.
John did?
I'm not sure about John. At least if John didn't, he's not bragging about it. Now, Jim's bragging about it. But I think that shows that the enthusiasm they had academically and... But our lives pretty much was around sports. We took a vacation every year if we made a bowl game. There was no vacation unless we had the opportunity to participate in a bowl game. So our lives pretty much centered around athletics and academics and those things that come along with that.
Now, someone from Jim's side of the family, your grandson was working for the Ravens for a while, but I was told that he's sort of keeping a distance this week because he's Jim's son.
I think they are. I don't think there's much conversation, probably about as much conversation between Jay and Jim as there is between John and Jim. I don't think anyone's talking a lot. But Jay, we're so proud of him. He graduated last year from Oregon State University. He was a student coach there. Mike Riley, the head coach, brought him on staff and allowed him each year to extend his role as a coach. And this is what he wants to do. This is what he's chosen to do. So John has brought him on staff, and he's working a little in the weight room. He's working a little with video and just kind of getting an idea what coaching's all about. And they tell me, being around the building there, that he is doing a fantastic job, and Jackie and I are so proud of him.
How have you been handling this week in terms of the family? How many family members are going to be in, the ticket requests and all that? Were they all fulfilled?
I have no idea. I do know that Jackie and I are set. So, but the one thing I'll say is that's really a blessing for us is I think it's been 15 or so years since it's been that all of us have been together. Joni and Tom are coming in on Sunday with their three children. Tom's got a big day on Saturday. They have game day. Is it Bloomington, Indiana, and they're playing Michigan Saturday night. So he's all excited about that. That's going to be a great, great game. And then they're going to fly in on Sunday, so we'll have their family. Of course, Jim's children will all be here, and John, Allison, and Ingrid are coming in on Thursday today. So we have everyone together. And we only have, it's a small window now because we only have a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and then everybody will be moving about on Monday, so we hope to get maybe a group shot there of all the children and grandchildren, which we have not done, as I say, in about 15 years.
That's right, because the last time in Baltimore was just you, Jackie, Jim, John. I believe Allison was in the picture too, and John was trying to be taller than Jim.
Yeah, no question. That reminded me of the old days. Now, I have a big smile. There's a picture, one picture there I really enjoy. It's with a big smile on my face. It was because I could just see them, you know, waiting. What they do, they time it. They figure about when the camera's ready to click, and then they jump up on their toes so they can be taller than the other. And it's sure enough, as it always works, about the time the picture is snapped, both of them go up, so there's no advantage.
always competing with each other. Last question for you. You've talked about the emotions that you'll be going through and trying to enjoy it all. There's going to be a loser in this football game. It's going to share the same last name that you have. How are you going to deal with that? Are you going to visit both locker rooms like you did after the game in Baltimore last year?
Well, again, we have a little bit of a blueprint. We have a little bit of a map that we can follow, and I remember that well, that night, and going down to the locker room, opening the door in the Ravens locker room, and seeing the excitement of victory. I mean, is there anything like victory? There's nothing like victory. That thrill in the locker room when players, you know, come together and coaches realize that the, you know, their victory is at hand, and they didn't need us there. They were fine. They had all the friends that you could possibly want. But in that other locker room, there was someone in a room all by himself, with his head in his hands, and defeat. Defeat, the agony of defeat. And our plan would be is to be with that one, and then surely give congratulations, you know, to the victor. So I'm not really looking forward to that.
Enjoy it as much as you can. You know, I'm always grateful to have you on the air with me. We've had a great time together and hope it continues for years to come.
Well, thank you very much. I and our family appreciate being on the air with you.
All right, Jack Harbaugh, back to you in the studio. Thank you.